What makes trivial things seem special to someone? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jacqueline Rifkin, assistant professor of marketing at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, looks into this question.
A brief glance in one's closet or pantry reveals that people own numerous products that they never use. Not only is this wasteful, it can create clutter. Clutter is both common and harmful, creating significant stress and strain in people's lives. So why do people continually fail to use their possessions, and what does this have to do with clutter? In six experiments, my co-author Jonah Berger and I uncovered one important reason why people can accumulate so many ordinary possessions without ever using them: non-consumption, or the act of not using something. We found that when people decide not to use something at one point in time, for whatever reason, if you believe that you were waiting to use it, the possession will start to feel more special. And as it feels more special, they want to protect it and are less likely to want to use it in the future. Specifically, you'll want to use it less in ordinary occasions and more in extraordinary occasions. But as you search for the right occasion day after day, it becomes more tempting to hold out for an even better future occasion. The less you use it, though, the more special it feels, and the cycle continues. The more this happens, the more stuff you have lying around, and more clutter piles on. This cycle of less and less usage and more perceived specialness, which we call a specialness spiral, offers one explanation for how possessions accumulate into clutter: by encouraging people to repeatedly avoid using their possessions, holding out for a future special occasion that may never arise.
That was Jacqueline Rifkin of the University of Missouri, Kansas City. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.